The Cuban softball team was defeated this Wednesday by Mexico in a close game in the sports semifinals in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games. Cuba's best pitcher, Alain Román, had quite a good outing, permitting 4 runs but leaving a tight scoreboard when he was pulled out from the game. The 7th inning was crucial for the Mexicans, who scored 3 times for putting the game out of reach for the Cubans and eventually getting the win by a score of 7-4, leaving pitcher José Hernández as the winning one for the Mexicans and Cuban Gubber Putin carrying the loss. Young gymnastics athletes Alejandro de la Cruz in men's vault and Uber Godoy in men's horizontal bar gave Cuba 2 epic bronze medals in the gymnastic final day of competition in the Lima 2019 Pan Am Games. 20-year-old Pinar del Río native Alejandro de la Cruz finished 3rd in the men's vault with a score average of 14.183 in 2 jumps. The first one 14.400 and the second one 13.966, to end up behind Dominican Audris Nin and Guatemalan Jorge Vega. It is a great result. This was his first high-level international competition. His medal was not in the plans, but he competed with a lot of dedication and effectiveness, declared to Radio Havana Cuba Pedro Pablo Barrios, National Gymnastics Commissioner. Uber Godoy, who has recently turned 21 last July the 29th, achieved a brilliant performance in the horizontal bar to also reach the bronze medal, with 14.200 points, falling behind Brazilians Carlos Barreto and Artur Mariano. After this Wednesday's performances, artistic gymnastics has given to Cuba 3 medals since Yesenia Ferreira won a silver medal in women's vault this Tuesday. This Wednesday, the Cuban athletes that are taking part in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games in Peru suffered more than they enjoyed, since losses haunted them in almost every discipline. Nevertheless, good results were achieved in some of the events, results that led to winning medals and results that seemed like medal-winning promises. Apart from the 2 bronze medals won by gymnastics athletes Alejandro de la Cruz and Uber Godoy, who have achieved their best results so far in their careers, sports shooting brought Cuba good hopes, as both Jorge Félix Álvarez and Leuris Pupo advanced to the sports finals. Álvarez finished 1st, tied in points with American Keith Sanderson with 291, but with a 2 bullseye advantage over Sanderson. Pupo finished 3rd. In badminton, Osleni Guerrero lost to Canadian Brian Yang in 3 games in the men's singles quarterfinals. In the mixed doubles quarterfinals, Guerrero and Taimara Oropesa could not advance since they were defeated by Neil Yacuna and Kristen Tsai in 2 games. In the women's singles quarterfinal, another Canadian, this time Rachel Hondurich, defeated Oropesa to keep her from advancing any further in the competition. In the women's doubles, also in quarterfinals, Taimara Oropesa and Jay Lee Ortiz were victims of Americans Jamie Su and Kuei Chen. Leodanis Martinez and Osleni Guerrero gave Cuba its only good result in badminton by defeating Jamaican duo of Samuel Ricketts and Gareth Henry, and they assured themselves spot in the men's doubles semifinals. Baseball finally gave Cuba fans a win against Argentina by a score of 10-0, a win that brings no joy since the team was eliminated from the tournament after losing 2 games in a row, first to Colombia and later to Canada, the current champions. The men's handball team's debut in Lima was far from expectations, since Cuba lost to Chile in a match in which the Cubans did not have any chance to win, since they were dominated by the Chilean team in a match that finished 28-38. Another debut for Cuba in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games went wrong, this time in women's field hockey, as Cubans lost the opening match against Uruguay, a country with a big field hockey tradition. After this defeat, Cuba needs to win next match if they are hoping to continue in the competition. The young men's volleyball team Cuba brought to Lima suffered a loss in their debut against Argentina in 3 sets, but apart from what losing in just 3 sets normally means in volleyball, the Cubans battled and offered a lot of resistance to the Argentinians, since the sets finished 26-28, 22-25, and 22-25. This was Able Baskets with the sports for Radio Havana Cuba.